We're approaching the peak time for homes being listed for sale. Prices have been increasing as the number of homes on the market remains historically low. Should buyers and sellers expect anything to change this year? Here to help us sort it out is real estate expert Rob Vogt from Vogt Insights. And thanks for talking to me.
You're welcome. Good morning.
Do you think the market loosens up any this spring and summer?
I don't think, Debbie, the for sale market is necessarily going to free up at this time. We look at a lot of the things that are in the pipeline and don't see a lot of relief coming forward with new homes. And that's certainly one of the challenges for buyers today is the fact that they can't find the kind of house that they want to buy in a location where they want to live. So it's going to be challenged, continuing to be a challenge to find a house.
Why is the housing market so tight?
Well, I think it's a combination of factors, and everyone always says it depends, but that is the reality. We've had a lot of young people who were initially responding to the rental market and have stayed in the rental markets. We have an inability to deliver a single-family house at a reasonable price point. The places that people want to live are places like Grandview and Bexley and Upper Arlington, where there's a finite number of houses, so it's hard for them to find a house in a place where they really want to live. The biggest issue appears to be, at least on the new home side, the ability to deliver a single-family house for less than $250,000. That's the bottom line. We simply can't deliver that kind of house at that price point.
Where does the number of new homes fit into this puzzle?
Well, it's actually been relatively flat, Debbie. We saw about 3,500 homes permitted in 2015, about 4,100 in 2016, and another 4,100 in 2017. When you think about the amount of real demand that we have, though, for a new house, our numbers ought to be considerably higher. And we've been as high as 6,000 or 7,000 new houses a year prior to the Great Recession. So you can see that we're not coming even close to what we have done in previous decades.
How much does that increase the price of a home then that is for sale?
I'm not necessarily sure it's increased the price of a house simply because there's a high demand for those. Builders have a certain cost that they have to cover. They have certain land costs and so on. And I think that they recognize that if they can deliver a new house at a certain price point, they're going to do very well with that. Again, the problem is they haven't been able to deliver a house that people want at the price point that they want to pay. So that's then why we're limited to the existing single-family houses in the neighborhoods that folks want to live in.
The Federal Reserve recently voted to raise interest rates for the sixth time since the end of the recession. What effects do you expect from that?
Simple economics would indicate that would probably slow the new home buyer market down even further because it's going to increase the price of the home. And as we've been talking about this morning, it's really the price of the home which has driven the fact that we can't sell more new homes. And that's why folks are limited to neighborhoods where there's more affordable housing.
Columbus did not see the dramatic real estate swings that happened in other cities its size, like Austin, Charlotte, Indianapolis. Today, those cities are seeing more action in the market compared to Columbus. What's the difference?
I think the easiest explanation is probably regulations, that we have a certain density, land density that we have to meet. We have certain street requirements, sewer requirements, water tap fees, inspection fees. These are all items that are driving up the cost of a single-family house in Central Ohio when you compare them to places like Charlotte, Austin, and Indianapolis.
What's your advice to first-time buyers or builders and first-time sellers?
Well, that's a loaded question right there. I think, the builders are the ones that are trying to find these sites, and I think what's going to happen over the next 4 to 6 months, we're going to see a number of new subdivisions announced. I mean, that's simply in response to the huge demand that we have for new housing. So from a builder's perspective, those are going to continue to be pretty good times. On the existing side, for a first-time home buyer, target the neighborhood that you want to be in, target the school district, and keep an eye on the market, on what's coming up. And probably most importantly is work with a realtor who knows that neighborhood.
What about the sellers?
Well, the sellers are in a pretty good position right now. This is by far the best seller home market we've had in probably the history of Central Ohio, frankly. And I think that they can be more aggressive in their asking price. They probably don't have to make the improvements to their house that they might have had to make previously.
That's Rob Vogt with Vogt Insights with his look at the real estate market for spring and summer here in Central Ohio. Thanks again.
You're welcome, Debbie.